תפילת החברים.
The prayer of the friends. Dear Creator, thank you for the opportunity to unite around your light. Open our hearts so the whole world Kli can connect into one man with one heart. We feel gratitude to you for this great environment and thankful for the opportunity to feel the unity in the hearts of our friends.
Starting with excerpt number 12 in our study materials, Rav, please.
Yes. We've been talking about it for a while now, on the possibility to enter Lishma, that this is the divine, godly degree in which we get again an ascent, the entrance, on the condition that we perform all kinds of actions that enable us to enter Lishma, meaning that we put in sufficient effort, and connection, and advancement in the connection between us. It's mostly operating in the connection between us against our ego. And then, after a person performs a certain number that he has to perform of actions in advancing towards actions that are against his ego, then comes eventually the light from above that promotes him to the degree of Lishma in order to bestow. And then he begins to feel, what does it mean? Truly the place of the Creator, the connection with the Creator. Then he understands differently what is written and what is required of him. And he begins to get to know what is called the upper world, which is entirely to bestow above his will to receive. This is what we're studying. We will need to study more until we will see how much this study is helping us in the connection between us, in mutual support between us, and that all in all, we will somehow be qualified, suitable for the first degree of in order to bestow, which is called Lishma. So, please
select excerpts from the sources on the topic of the verge to Lishma. Excerpt number 12 from Rabash. The advice is that if a person sees that he still cannot work Lishma, he should increase his actions in Lolishma. Since when he sees that he has done many actions in Lolishma, he will have no other choice but to repent and work Lishma. Or his entire work will be in vain. The rule is that a person does not toil over a meal and misses it. Hence, if one has done many actions in Lolishma, he will not want to lose all his trouble. So he will need to correct all his work so it enters the Kedusha. But one who works lolishma and did not do many work, meaning he did not dedicate much time to the Torah and work in lolishma, he will not have such a need to repent, since he will not have that many actions to lose. For this reason, we must try to do as many good deeds even in lolishma, because this is the reason he will have a need to repent and work lishma.
Them.
Thank you very much, Rav. How, if I'm working in lolishma, how do I feel the toil in this? What is this effort that I'm doing if I'm working in lolishma?
If you're in lolishma, it is considered that you very much want to reach lishma, but you didn't get into it yet. The upper light doesn't yet shine on you in order to give you that quality, the quality of bestow. This is why you are still before taking on the quality of bestow through the upper light from above. And so it's a great toil for you that you want to reach it, but you haven't reached it yet. And so you are in a state of confusion, seemingly empty-handed from both sides. And so you left in order to receive. You don't feel calm like every religious person being in order to receive. But you still haven't reached in order to bestow. And so you're in between this and that, in between the heavens and the earth. This is why what the Kabbalists say is that don't despair. It's a period where you have to go through, but here we need to add in the exertion in performing the deeds of bestow even more than before, and then you will get in. That's all.
In the end, he talks about repenting. What is to repent, and what is it different in all the other actions that I do in lolishma?
To repent means to adhere to the Creator, in other words. That's it. In Hebrew, it's to come back. The hey will return to the vav. Hey is malchut, vav is a ranpin, so that the malchut becomes from the will to receive to the will to bestow, like Zeranpin. This is called returning, or repenting or returning, returning to a higher degree. Yes.
Does this depend on me? Do I repent, or is it the light that...
No, of course, you are not performing any action on your own, but rather what is upon you is to raise man, as we call it, a deficiency, a prayer, to cry out, to ask, to perform a certain examination of your actions, and all of these things will push you to receive... take on new decisions that you have to connect with the friends even more and help the group and show that you truly want to reach bestow.
And then in the end, I will perform a certain action that I probably did 1,000 like it beforehand, and then I'll suddenly feel that I repented.
Well, that the Creator does. The Creator does that. But the transition is a very significant.
He writes that one will not toil in a meal and lose it. Can you explain that?
That a person who prepares himself for the spiritual life And it cannot be that he spent many years preparing to reach Lishma, and suddenly he just stops. Suddenly he comes to a stop, and he even regresses. Even from the side of the egoistic nature, it doesn't make sense that a person could do such things, even though there are those who do succeed, that they go back, but they enter under some external influence, and then they get into a society that holds them in whichever way it holds them.
So
on one hand, he says that we have to constantly be doing deeds to not calm down.
Yes, deeds, actions in the direction of advancing towards Lishma.
And this truly has to enter into a habit that we're constantly doing. Let's say in the tenth, we can understand this.
Yes, yes, that this should be before you as the goal, nonsense. The person here has to reach a decision, a serious personal decision. Am I going for it all? Or otherwise I have nothing to do. And so many years go by. In between them, years where seemingly one does nothing. Some sort of a passive activity, and then he comes back. Nevertheless, he comes back. Okay. But there are such periods of time where a person feels that he truly cannot advance anymore, but rather he comes to a stop. He does all of the things in a superficial way, without truly investing in it from one day to the next new work.
He writes to do many deeds in Lolishma, but what's to answer to the claim that, after all, the actions are in Lolishma, and they're in order to receive? So what's the benefit from them?
For sure, if it's Lolishma, it means in order to receive, yes.
So it's clear to a person at a certain stage during the study that he has no benefit.
Why? He does advance. He's advancing towards receiving Lishma. Lishma is an illumination from above. And it comes when he finishes his exertion in Lolishma. That from Lolishma we come to Lishma.
What actions in Lolishma lead to Lishma?
Connection, study, dissemination. Everything that, where he does what is good for his advancement and in his environment, out of his environment.
And what's to answer to the desire that comes and says, however, all these deeds are not with the intention, so.
Personally, not with the right intention, but I want to reach a state where I'll receive the intention from above. The intention in order to bestow, I cannot cook that inside of me, bring it out from within me. I will get it from above. After, I will put in the required amount of exertion, which is called quota. Then I will receive such a force from above, an illumination from above, that is called Lishma.
So what's the difference between the deeds of Lolishma that lead to Lishma and deeds that are written about in every place that the Creator doesn't count them? We also learn that a person comes and does some kind of an action from the side of, let's say, He does it out of honor or to get a reward.
It doesn't matter for which reasons and with which intentions the person is doing it. Maybe he understands that it truly comes to him from the will to receive, the most raw, crude will to receive, or it comes to him from a will to receive that already a little bit is, how shall I put it, is concealed.
Let's say not too long ago that we heard that the Creator says he doesn't care if you slaughter from the neck or from the back of the neck, and it's only a matter of doing actions that are in order to bestow.
Yes, this means that we perform such actions in which there is no pure bestow, but out of us trying to perform them, and we invest forces in it, we draw illumination from above, it comes to us from afar, as we call it, because we don't have the vessels, and we get a certain illumination out of it, and bit by bit we come to Lishma.
So this attempt to bring this illumination, what is this addition that needs to be added nevertheless?
That I'm aiming to reach pure bestow inside of my group, let's say within Bnei Baruch, and in that I want that in my actions I want to bestow to everyone, and everyone is also bestowing to me.
That's a wonderful intention. The problem is that a person doesn't have such an intention.
Yes, but nevertheless, the intentions, they come bit by bit when a person realizes that he nevertheless has not yet reached Lishma, and he has no choice but to think that way.
So, last question. How nevertheless not to, I don't know, despair a person and to say that even though I don't have such an intention like you describe right now, that I want to reach a pure intention and to help everyone and so on, but rather I see that if it's not really my intention, so how do I nevertheless continue to do this action even though it's not in Lishma, it's clear?
You want to continue reaching Lishma in any way possible. And even though you are depicting, instead of the true Lishma, a certain egoistic state. But nevertheless, it does promote you. This is what it means that from Lolishma we come to Lishma. So keep going. The most important is to keep going.
Good morning, Rav and dear friend. Ben egoma karşı eylem yaptığımı nereden bileceğim? Yani kendimi bu konuda nasıl inandıracağım?
How will we be certain that the action I'm doing is truly an action against my ego?
I can't be certain. I'm learning how to walk on the path. So that each time I renew and I increase actions of Lishma, actions of bestowal, let's call it. Lishma would be too much. Actions of bestowal. I bestow to the group, I bestow to the friends, I give them, I'm willing to contribute in any way that I can to the world Kli, and in such a way, as much as I'm capable of, I do it. And I hope very much that by that I am advancing the group that I'm in to the Creator. That is all. Connection in the group and bringing the group closer to the Creator, this is what we have to do.
Of the time that I'm inside of that.
I didn't quite understand, but I need once in a while, nevertheless, to go back and think about the society, about the group, about the ten,
and
what they're doing and how I can be adhered to them, and what do I do in order to advance them, I ten, and also the entire group that I'm in. Let's say the
Ayel, can Nagit?
Bnei Baruch.
And
in Israel, let's say, and how do I even care for the entire international vessel, the worldwide Bnei Baruch? And I want to reach a state where everyone will feel everyone. Reincarnations, and who knows what happens beyond life, meaning that I am entering a connection in the group. Of course, I'm not connecting with the bodies and the faces, but rather I am connecting with the desires of my friends. And with those desires together, we need to be in one desire. We call it one heart. And this is how we need to continue in this heart that is converged and arranged together in mutual complementation of each other, that this is how we are going to go forward. And this connection, and in general, the connection between the souls, it's eternal, but we want to discover it and to bestow it so it will be revealed to
I
wanted to ask what it means, the place of the Creator.
The place of the Creator?
Yes, the place where we reveal the Creator.
It's the will to receive of a person who, which takes on the form of bestowal and discovers that this is the form of the upper force. Then it adheres to him, seemingly rises to him more and more.
And how is this place created? How do we create this place?
The place of the Creator.
Yes.
We don't create it. It's the will to receive that exists before us.
So if it's the will to receive that exists before us, then so, why?
Sorry. I mean, it's the will to bestow. It's the will to bestow that exists before us. This is why it is called Boe, Creator. Above that, there is another force which we don't even know how to call it.
So why isn't it revealed? If it's before us, why isn't it revealed?
In what will it be revealed? In which qualities of yours will it be revealed to you? It requires equivalence of form with something, or at least to some extent.
So how do we create those qualities that he can be revealed in?
This is what we learn. This is called the wisdom of Kabbalah, reception. How to receive the revelation of the Creator to the created being in this world.
Okay, I can still see that you're kind of like working inside the will to receive.
Yes.
So what needs to be done so that these qualities will change? Meaning, how do you change your qualities?
Only through an illumination from above. Only through an illumination from above that we receive, and it's called Lishma.
Because it's very sharp from the study now that, specifically now that from Lishma the study is completely different. It's not the same study.
We started about when? A month or two ago?
Less.
Even less. To get into it, yes, this is a serious matter, and it's a central one. Because we are truly learning the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah, meaning how to shift from being the recipient to being the giver, the bestower, from being the created being to being as the Creator.
What's stopping a person from that transition to that place where he can be a bestower?
His ego. It doesn't want to let him out. It holds him through all kinds of
Good morning, dear Rav. It looks like that I can only repent in the state of lo lishma when there's sort of a fear of losing all the work I've done. How can we use this fear? What is this fear, actually?
The fear of falling altogether from the path, or falling into lorishma.
The fear of losing, let's say, all the work I've done. That brings me, let's say, to the repentance. That's anyway, I read this from the article. That there's a sort of a drive. A lack that is starting to exist because I have a sort of a fear of losing all the work. That is the drive that to make me repent.
Well, at least now you see your ego. How much it is afraid of losing whatever it invested.
Yes. So there can be a point of choice of losing everything. Is that an important point? I choose for the Creator, even if I lose everything, all my work.
We need to reach a state where we're willing to lose everything, because in order to bestow is above that.
So I need to come above the fear then.
Can?
Okay, yes. Thank you,
Rav.
This is called in order to bestow. Meaning, the person is willing to truly lose everything. And advance in this way.
Can we deepen in this quality of bestowal? We say giving, but given more to feel.
It's according to the spiritual development of the person. Bestowal begins with us responding to others to a certain extent, and it ends up with us having nothing left, that we actually give everything. And by making ourselves a complete zero, we reach the end of correction.
When we have moments of difficulty,
our efforts, they all connect, they accumulate, and by them we get the upper spiritual degrees more and more. As much as we make efforts, we invite from above forces in response that bring us greater disturbances. They elevate us to a higher degree, and so on. Our efforts do not disappear. In general, nothing disappears in the world. There is no absence.
Abbiamo noi la sensazione di essere stati avanzati se poi aumentano anche le difficoltà. Cioè, riusciamo a capire questo divario, questa differenza?
No. Please
repeat.
Tu hai detto, no? che aumentano portandoci a un grado diverso di spiritualità, ma contemporaneamente aumentano anche le sensazioni negative.
When the spiritual degrees rise, then the negative responses also intensify. So how can I work with that, opposite that?
Noi riusciamo a capire che invece siamo avanzati.
The negative feelings, do we manage to understand that we're actually advancing with that and how much we were able to advance with these feelings?
Yes, we have no choice but to not forget that the more we ascend, we will have more disturbances. And we need to identify this, these disturbances, and to accept them as such, that this is specifically a sign of advancement. Yes. This includes all the problems together in the work, at home, in health, in every single thing. Later, we will see how this all accumulates. First, we really need to come to Lo Lishma. You're right. As it is written, that if a person would know what Lo Lishma is called, he would think about it as an even higher thing than he thinks of Lishma being. So, Lo Lishma means that I want to carry out acts of bestowal, which are called, these actions are called mitzvah, and when I perform these actions, I also know that I'm doing them in order to receive. That if it was truly in order to bestow that doesn't belong to me whatsoever, I wouldn't be capable of implementing it, to even come close to it. First of all, I wouldn't even feel it in my vessels. Therefore, we need to agree that first of all, we are entering Lo Lishma. And from Lo Lishma, we come to Lishma. That's it.
A question by a friend in the 10. When you feel that you don't have any forces, any feeling, how not to fall into looking for all kinds of feelings of this world?
This I need to study myself and to come to a decision that I, well, to the extent in which I'm capable, I don't fall to in order to receive. Even though there too I'm in order to receive. I didn't yet reach in order to bestow to Lishma. But anyway, I'm trying to sustain myself and hold myself before that. To bestow.
What is the first in order to bestow that a person should aim for, that it's realistic, it's not just imagining that it is in order to bestow? Because I can imagine many things that I'm doing them in order to bestow, but
it's not the first or something like that. It's a certain kind of state that comes to a person and gives him the possibility to rise up and think outside of himself.
Where should I search for it? Where should I focus? Sometimes I feel that I'm searching 360 degrees and...
No. There's nothing around you, but rather in you, in observing reality, the world, the friends, yourself, where you... where you want to feel the world with the attitude of bestowal. That's it, that you don't want to receive anything of it for yourself. That the main thing for you is to bestow to the friends, to see the group such that it will rise up to the highest highs without you.
What does it happen? For me, it feels too general to hear this. I want to be more focused. Where should I focus in order to find that? Because the word, the ten, to bestow in general, that's not really...
Well, what can I tell you? How do you want me to depict this to you? There are no other words. On the contrary, if you try to depict to yourself such states that you're in, outside of in order to receive, that will help you.
I'll give an example. Let's say now I'm sitting in the lesson. What should I think about? I have the ten around me, I have the world clear. What should I be thinking of that will advance me the most or focus me the most towards the true Lishma?
That you're connecting with the friends, embracing the friends, and all of you together want to rise to the degree of thought and calculation that is different. Not in order to receive, but in order to bestow. David.
We realized already that to go out to Lishma, we need the help of the friends. But before we reach that, the person doesn't know how to get this help. The heart doesn't know how to get forces.
He's not yet certain that he can't without it. Yes.
And seemingly, if the ten wants to help, it doesn't matter if it knows how to or not, but it has the desire to help, but the friend doesn't know how to receive this help, so both sides don't know how to perform this action. So how nevertheless does it truly become help? Because otherwise it won't succeed, it won't work.
What the mind doesn't do, time will do. There's nothing else I can do here or to answer. We're on the way. We feel that we're advancing, and we really are advancing. But the help needs to come, nevertheless, from above. And we need to be connected in the form of this illumination, this help needs to come to us to bestow upon us in a form that is as much as possible suitable to our structure.
One more thing, Rav. It looks like the process of the person arriving to Lolishma seemingly also forces him to reach connection. They seem like two different things, but these two things actually compel each other, necessitate each other. What's the connection between one reaching Lishma and reaching connection in the ten?
Connection in the ten is called minyan. You know these things from the outside. And the connection in the ten is truly ten, where everyone wants to be one in the place of the other, and everyone together completes one another, complements one another to a complete Kli.
It seems like this is the force that enables the person to reach Lishma. That he depends on it. Seemingly, to reach Lishma, we depend on our ability to be in this Arvut, to get it from each other, to support each other.
Yes, without receiving from one another, none of us has the complete force. That's called connection in the ten.
If, as a ten, we want to pray for those friends who are in this process, What do we ask the Creator for?
Ask the Creator only for unity.
Out of this unity, it will project on all the parts of the ten?
Yes.
Thank you, Rav. We have been talking since the beginning of the lesson about the fact that a person has to perform all kinds of actions. On the one hand, on the other hand, he has to keep a certain point of zero. And from a third side, he has to be in a constant request. How do we put all of these things on a straight line, one line?
I don't know. Talk between you and do.
Let me try to ask it differently. How can I perform certain actions and not reach some pride, but remain as zero? Because all the actions that we perform, it brings you a feeling that you are, in another second, I'm making another effort.
Talk about that too. You are making certain topics to a conversation between you, to questions to me.
Rav, we talk about it all the time. When we meet during the day, we talk only about that. So what are we missing? What other effort should we make?
In efforts to come closer.
What is this getting closer?
To come closer to one another, to be one man in one heart.
I've heard you say this sentence so many times. Is this something we pray for all the time?
Yes, yes, connect the desires called the hearts to one desire, and that desire turn to the Creator and demand for Him to receive it.
This demand that now you said, how we're, when we finish our Zoom meeting, our meetings, we're always in such a demand. What is missing? How come it doesn't come out as one heart? What else do we need in order for it to be one heart?
I don't know. Ask the Creator. Ask the Creator, what do you want from me? If I were to answer you now, it won't help you at all. If you remain with the question mark and then compose these questions and these demands and bring them up to the Creator, that will help. I'm not allowed to say, because it won't help. It doesn't help. You'll only receive some let down from it.
In the entrance to Lishma, is there some special prayer that the Ten has to raise?
In short, it's not important. Whatever you want to ask, ask the Creator, but together. And you will see how much that won't run away. He won't run away from answering that.
This together kind of gets hold of him.
Yes.
When I ask for lishma, I'm actually asking for fuel?
No, when you're asking lishma, you're asking to rise to the degree of pure bestowal.
And this is only because in lo lishma I don't have this degree, so I ask for lishma. It's not because in lo lishma I feel that I'm strangled or...
If you want to bestow outwards from yourself, to forget about yourself, to disconnect from yourself towards an act of bestowal outside of you, then you ask for the degree or action... Yes,
next. Women have two. How not to remain in this transition between lo lishma to lishma? What should we do so that the will to receive will stop controlling me all the time?
Just to connect with the friends, and then together with them, you will have the strength to turn to the Creator and ask for the force of.
Balasulam writes, Our sages said, from lo lishma, not for her sake, we come to lishma, for her sake. This means that we begin to engage in Torah mitzvot in order to give us the wealth of this world, and afterward, give us the wealth of the next world. When studying in this way, one should come to learn lishma, meaning for the sake of the Torah, meaning that the Torah will teach him the ways of the Creator. And then he should first make the sweetening of Malchut in Bina, which means that he elevates Malchut, called the will to receive, to Bina, which is the state of bestow. That is, that all his work will be only in order to bestow. And then it becomes dark for him. He feels that the world has grown dark on him, since the body gives strength to work only in the form of reception, and not in the form of bestow. In that state, he has but one choice: to pray to the Creator to open his eyes so he can work in the manner of bestow.
Yes. This, a certain, how do we call it? God, how do we call it when I go to this operation? Am I? The cataract. I have to go and replace the lens, the cornea of man. So that's it. And then what I didn't see, I will see. What I didn't know that I exist in, I will see. It's something that needs to be done, such an operation.
Degree of lolishma.
We don't have the joy of the next world that we want to participate in all the actions of the degree of bestow, the degree of bina.
This is when I already ask lishma.
Yes.
Another question?
So,
when we are in lo lishma, is it important for me to try and scrutinize what kind of lo lishma I'm in order to arrange for myself
No, that's not important. If I know that I'm in order to receive and not in lishma, then I just need to perform actions in order to advance towards the
Bash writes, Baal HaSulam said that in order to be rewarded with Lishma, we first need to prepare the biggest Lo Lishma, and then we can achieve Lishma. And similarly, Lo Lishma is called Lie, and Lishma is called truth. When the lie is small, meaning that the mitzvot and good deeds are few, it follows that one has a small lo lishma, and then he cannot see the truth. Hence, in that state, he says that he is walking on the good and true path, meaning that he is working lishma. But when he engages in Torah all day and all night in lo lishma, then he can see the truth. Since by the accumulation of lies, his lie increases, and he sees that he is indeed walking on a false path. And then he begins to correct his actions. In other words, he feels that everything he does is only lolishma. From this point, one passes to the path of truth, meaning to lishma. Only here, at this point, begins the matter of from lolishma, one comes to.
Yes, Owen.
It is written that he sees in clearly how he goes on the path of lies and he begins to correct his actions.
Yes.
If a person sees that he goes on a path of lies and doesn't start correcting his actions,
then he doesn't see the whole path of falsehood, of lies. He cannot agree to remain in the lie. He cannot. He already has actions that he's done before, preparations, support from the society, etc. It's impossible that he sees that he is in falsehood, as it is shown to him, and agrees to remain. He wants to run away from everything. He wants to... There are all kinds of states, but to remain in it, he can't. It tears him to pieces. In whatever state they are.
How do you develop motivation to want something that you don't know what it is?
It doesn't matter if you have or don't have an idea. It's like a little child. He suddenly gets a crush on something and he cries for it and he yells for it, screams.
But is there some imagination, something?
Nothing. You try to explain to him that there is nothing to it, no point, and it's irrelevant. He just screams and grabs you and pulls you there.
Where can we develop this yearning, not just from the mouth outwards, but...
Through the ten.
No. Do they know something I don't?
No, not more than you.
So how can we cook something in the tent that no one knows what it is?
But what your friend has, what you think your friend has, this is what pulls you.
I need to depict that they are in Lishma and only I am not, and then I will want and the Creator will make it inside of me?
Yes, yes. You're constantly in doubt. They are already in Lishma and I'm still not. Envy, lust, and honor bring a person out from the world. How he was created.
Yes, but is there some limit to the work of a person that the Pharaoh can't put up with him and he lets him go?
Even what he does because the Creator compels him.
So it comes out that the person obligates the Creator?
Yes.
So how can we obligate the Creator so he obligates Pharaoh?
Perform acts of connection so you will be close to the Creator, and these acts of connection will force all the good forces to promote you toward the purpose of creation.
So, where everyone wants the connection in the ten, in this yes. He obligates the Creator?
Yes. Okay. Bit by bit, it'll settle into your hearts, to your minds, into the habit, into everything. Yes.
I wanted to ask, what is it called, the biggest lolishma, the biggest not for his name?
The biggest lolishma? I can't right now. The biggest lolishma is in order to receive, when I have an opportunity to do the same thing in order to bestow, but I choose in order to receive. So you could say it's a possibility that comes before the great correction, before the end of correction, darkness of Egypt, such things.
So why does he write that in order to merit Lishma, there needs to be the biggest Lo Lishma?
Because you always discover the back of the degree and then its front, its face. That's how you elevate yourself.
But how from the posterior you make an action towards the face of the degree?
Only through the light that comes. First you get a desire, and then the light that advances the desire, sanctifies it, and then you rise to the anterior.
But the desire that grows it, grows it in an opposite way.
It doesn't matter. So what?
So how does this holiness, how do you sanctify the desire so that it works in order to bestow? Because what's revealed to you is the opposite.
But if he doesn't have in order to receive, he can't turn it to in order to bestow. You understand?
This is clear, but how do you obligate the action of in order to bestow from in order to receive? Because what grows always is in order to receive. So how from it, from in order to receive constantly growing, suddenly happens in order to bestow?
Reforming light.
So the transition is not up to us. We don't have any control over the transition in order to bestow.
But we draw it through all kinds of prior actions. We draw it. It doesn't come by itself.
What does it mean we draw it, we invite it? Because the desire grows, it grows always in an opposite way. So what does it mean that we attract it, we draw it?
Through a connection between us, through prayers, through troubles and problems we feel, all those things sanctify. The will to receive that has now been revealed is the posterior of a higher degree, and we turn it into the anterior. Through prayers, through connections between us.
A practical question about prayer. Yesterday in the evening Zoom, there was greatness, importance, and then we did an exercise about praying. Because together you succeed more, maybe. And somehow a decision reached by the attendants, and there was an inner battle that didn't allow you to pray.
Beautiful.
Explanation why you need to pray and who you pray to and what you say and what you're asking for. So the practical question, your tip, how do you overcome this wave of the attack by the ego and reach a prayer?
Do you think that if I knew, I will tell you.
Something that we can use, a means, not necessarily how to do it, but some means that will gradually
grab the friends.
We were together in the Zoom.
If you are together, it's impossible that you have a disruption.
So probably we weren't together.
There's more to do in the present state. This is why you feel the flaws in connection. Move on to the next part of the lesson.
I wanted to ask today and throughout the week, I heard you answer some of the friends. What do you turn to me with these questions? Talk amongst yourself.
I think perhaps, I don't know how much you are already interested, but you need to resolve these problems, these questions within the groups, because by this you will have more advancement, you'll go deeper. But if you still can't, then turn to me, for lack of other choices. I still, nevertheless, hope that a time will come when you can, through the connection between you, you'll be able to resolve the questions.
How do you see that? What does it mean to solve amongst us?
When you speak among yourselves and each one listens to his friend and joins what he hears in his friend, and in the end, the ten that is corrected on a certain level is ready to also resolve questions that come from a higher degree.
And the ten is capable to arrive and receive a full answer to her question?
Yes, because it's a ten.
So when do we turn to the Rav?
You don't need the Rav. By this, they themselves become the Rav. They're called the Rav. Okay?
No.
Yes.
רציתי לשאול...
I wanted to ask, what turns us, Bnei Baruch, in the eyes of the Creator, to merit to be worthy of Lo Lishma and come out of Egypt?
Devotion. Devotion from between us to... Item 20. The five qualities of reception in phase four are called by the names of the Sfirot Kachabtum. Since prior to the restriction, while phase four was still the vessel of reception for the ten Sfirot, incorporated in the upper light by way of His One and His Name One, since all the worlds are incorporated there, as it is written in the study of the Ten Sfirot, its clothing of the Ten Sfirot is discerned there according to the same five phases. Each phase of the five phases in her clothed its corresponding phase in the Ten Sfirot in the upper light. The root phase in phase four clothed the light of Keter in the ten Sfirot. Phase one in phase four clothed the light of Chokhmah in the ten Sfirot. Phase two in her clothed the light of Bina. Phase three in her clothed the light of Tiferet. And her own face clothed the light of Malchut. Hence, even now, after the first restriction, when phase four has been banned from being a vessel of reception, the five phases of coarseness in her are named after the five Sfirot Kachabtum. Item 21. You already know that in general, the substance of the screen is called hardness, which means something very hard, which does not allow anything to push into its boundary. Similarly, the screen does not let any upper light pass through it into Malchut, which is phase four. Thus, it is considered that the screen detains and repels the entire measure of light that should clothe the vessel of Malchut. It has also been made clear that those five phases of coarseness in phase four are incorporated and come in the screen and join its measure of hardness. Hence, five kinds of coupling by striking are discerned in the screen. corresponding to the five measures of coarseness in it. A coupling by striking on a complete screen with all the levels of coarseness raises sufficient reflected light to clothe all ten sefirot up to the level of keto. A coupling by striking on a screen that lacks the coarseness of phase four and contains only the coarseness of phase three raises sufficient reflected light to clothe the ten sefirot only up to the level of chokhmah, lacking keto. And if it has only the coarseness of phase two, its reflected light diminishes and suffices only to clothe the ten sefirot up to the level of bina, lacking keter and chokhmah. If it contains only the coarseness of phase one, its reflected light diminishes even more and suffices only to clothe up to the level of tiferet, lacking kachab, keter chokhmah bina. And if it lacks the coarseness of phase one as well, and is left with only the coarseness of the root phase, its striking is very faint and suffices to clothe only up to the level of malchut, lacking the first nine sefirot, which are kachab and tiferet.
What does it mean that the screen on the one hand is hard and repels, on the other hand we know it sometimes lets the light pass through? So how does it work, this mechanism?
First of all, there is restriction. The will to receive in the vessel does not work in the regular way that he wants to receive, thus it receives. Rather, it blocks, stops the upper light that comes to it and does not allow it to enter inside into the fourth discernment. Then it sees how much it is capable to equalize to the upper light in order to bestow, which is called that he rejects the upper light. And in it, he raises the reflected light, as it is called, and clothes on direct light. Then those two lights, the pleasure of receiving from the upper and the pleasure of bestowing to the upper, these two lights enter inside into the will to receive of the fourth discernment, the fourth stage. Finally, it enjoys the action. And this is what fills phase four.
This is clear. I'm asking more about the substance of the screen. The screen itself, on the one hand, seems to be rigid. So what does it mean that it's, on the one hand, it's rigid, it's hard, on the other hand, it allows things to pass through it. So what is this substance?
Yeah. What is the substance? Rejection. That as much as the masach, the screen, does not want to receive directly the upper light, but the vessel makes a calculation in order to bestow, it gives the screen an opportunity to work in a new way, to receive in order to bestow. And then it becomes not as a, how to say, as a barrier, as a border, as something that interferes with the upper light. But there is a calculation that I can reject it if it belongs to my quality. But in essence, if it doesn't belong to my quality that I can bestow, then I'm willing to receive it, and then it will be reception in order to bestow. Meaning, if not for my own sake, but for the sake of the giver, I am willing to perform that.
So this change of intention is like a change of potentials which opens the border?
It's a shift, complete shift in the content of work.
And that's what changes the subsystem, the materials, where it becomes like air or something you can go through?
No, the material of the screen, the masach, remains the material of the screen. But together with phase four, this material turns into the vessel of reception.
So the screen itself becomes a vessel of reception? No.
Phase four. The screen only gives the condition that in this fashion, in this way, the vessel becomes a vessel of reception with a new quality of receiving in order to bestow.
Concerning the striking, the rejection, the restriction, from where does he get the power to do this?
He exists in connection with the creator, with the host, the guest. So he receives from the host all of the strength. Just to receive. You're lacking an appetite, receive. You're lacking intention for what you want, receive. Whatever you want, there is no limitation. You are in front of the host, in front of the creator, that is really ready and willing to do anything for you. Just fill up.
So the creator gives the created being the power to repel him, to restrict him.
Certainly, who else exists other than the creature and the creator? Of course.
Ask another question?
Yes, yes.
What allows the screen to calculate how much pleasure it can receive?
It exists in connection with the light. The light passes through him. He can make a calculation with the light. However much there is pleasure, he can make a calculation with the will to receive, how much there is a desire for that light, and how much he has an ability to reject. And all of these calculations, he builds himself.
But how does he make that calculation? See, he sees all the food on the table and he repels them. How does he know that he can take the ice cream and not fall into...
I don't understand. What calculation are you making that you're doing this action with your hand?
I'm saying, how does he know how to make the right calculation so that with this pleasure he will bestow upon the host and not will fall into the reception, into the pleasures?
The host really wants him to receive.
Everything.
Everything, and not pay anything. And he is looking at what is in front of him and is making a calculation with his stomach. How much can he receive? What part can he receive from whatever is brought to him? All of the pleasures, and it's all pleasure. It's not like there is something that I don't really like, or from the beginning to the end, all of the plates are filled with everything that I really enjoy. And I still make a calculation for myself, what I receive from each and every plate, from all of this menu, in order to maximally enjoy in such a way that I give pleasure to the host.
So how do you make that calculation?
I make this calculation according to how much the host I feel in each and every portion that is in front of me and how much the host wants me to receive it. There are portions in the light of Yechida and Neshama and Ruach and Nefesh. And I make a calculation, what does he want from me? And I feel that I need to receive from these portions some combination of things. I can't receive just from one and from the other, no. I have to receive to take from each and every portion because I have desires for all five of these forms of pleasure, and I receive them, I take them, and make a calculation. How much am I capable for? Let's say I'm capable of receiving 20% of all five dishes.
In this calculation, is there also the element of the friends, how much you can convey for them, because he's not receiving all these pleasures for himself?
I receive within myself, in myself, you distract me. I connect to the friends. You disrupt me. And I make a calculation how much the host gives me? Us, not me.
In other words, in this calculation, there has to be the connection, and the calculation is common. It's not the person's himself. It's yes. From the common place.
Yes, like you sit in the tent in a meal.
Ken.
Yes.
What is the reason that because of it, the ability to restrict himself appears in a person?
Shame.
Shinui mia noten.
A change from the giver.
Shame from what? Of what?
In him receiving. If he receives, it stops him from receiving. From the beginning to the end of creation, it holds him each time in all of the degrees. And in this way, he advances to the giver.
So in this way, the ability called restriction reawakens in him because he's ashamed?
Yes. Yes.
Ken.
To continue calculation. I have all the pleasures that the Creator wants to give in front of me, and now I have to repel it. How do I repel it without offending the host?
You don't repel the host. You just make a calculation how much you can receive for the benefit of the attitude to the host in order to bestow to him so that you really feel where all my bones will speak it. But you're doing it for him, in connection with him, in adherence to him. And this is why you repel, make a calculation, and take from all five dishes, all five plates, as much as it's possible to bestow back to the Creator. And you have a very clear calculation.
He wants to give me all the abundance on the table.
He wants to give you all the abundance, but it's in order to receive. This is how he constructed you and brought to you the filling. But in order to bestow, you're capable for only this, a very thin line.
So what gives the host pleasure? My receiving everything he wants to give me, or my taking the right measure and relating to Him.
What you awaken in the Creator, the pleasure, from you rising above, the degree of receiver, that you be.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот этот вот я, который вот эту проверку делает, это что? Это наше общее желание в десятке?
This me who does the checking. What is it? Is it our common desire in the ten, or is it me who feels this desire?
Yes, exactly. It is the common desire of the ten. And everything we are speaking about, we're speaking not from the individual, but from the person who is connected with the ten, with the friends, and relates to it together with them.
A person who is connected to the friends, what does it mean? That he's relating to the Creator with this common desire.
He receives in a mutual common vessel that the Creator has created, as if it never shattered. He takes from the broken vessel some small part that can be as a vessel that includes within it all of the parts, and he's working with it. And a little more and a little more until he connects all of the broken and shattered desires for in order to bestow. This is what he's doing. Yes?
To continue what Amit asked, allowing the will to receive to decide is a little like letting the cat watch over the cream. How can you decide objectively?
You're correct. The will to receive has to be under restriction. That I never receive for my own sake. That I am above myself. Only in connection with my friends. And then in such a way I can arrive at the right calculation and ask the Creator to give me strength. And then I receive the strength from Him and I do an action. And I don't miss. I don't lose. I don't make a mistake. Meaning that here, there has to be already this feeling of the state of where you are. You, the Creator, and what connects between you.
So the ten allows the will to receive to really change all of the considerations, the whole system that operates it.
The ten does it in such a way, yes, through the light that reforms, that returns.
So the ten is like there's a light and there's a vessel.
Yes. The ten demands of the Creator to receive the light that returns, that reforms. To make calculation in bestowal and the action of bestowal.
So the ten is the kli, is the vessel?
And then the ten turns into a vessel.
And where am I? Where's the individual in this equation?
You don't have. You are in the ten. Why do you need to be an individual? What do you win by being by yourself alone?
There has to be some part of me that remains.
Certainly, within the ten, you have a part. Even more than that, from you beginning the action, you operate it, so you are the first who is managing the ten.